Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is the hardest part. Everyone's one more start. You take it to the left, you take it to the right. The waiting is the hardest part.
Talented stole another song. She stole this off Tom Petty.
Oh, God. You...
Is that Tom Petty that sings that?
I can't.
What? Tom Petty sings this.
Tom Petty's in this song, too.
I didn't know that.
Not a big Tom.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Yeah, that's probably why it sounds like.
617-779-0985. Stop.
So watch the Defiant Ones on HBO.
I don't watch that.
All right, have you watched that yet?
It's only three episodes, right? Oh, three right. Or five three. Or something like
are we
that.
We're going to do this show assigning thing where we're going to watch
it. No, I've already seen it. I saw it a year ago.
The backstory to this song is awesome.
Yep.
What the hell was that show we watched as a group last year? That was awesome.
The Evil Genius?
Making of a Murder or something like that, right?
Genius.
Evil Genius. Oh,
Evil
my
Genius
God.
Is the name of it.
That was sick.
Hey, we talked a little bit yesterday about Robert Kraft and maybe some of the legal loopholes in his case. Excuse me. See the story in the New York Post? Popped up yesterday towards the end of our show. But yesterday they wrote, Emily Smith, that is, for the New York Post, the prostitution case against Patriots owner Robert Kraft could end up, you know, falling apart. Could be a long shot.
Boy.
As it said here, could be a long shot for prosecutors. That to me is
what has
interesting.
Happened? What have
a
they screwed
long
up?
Shot? We went to a long shot now?
They were doing victory press conferences last week. We got them all. Where do you see the names? There's going to be bigger ones. We got sex traffickers.
It says here, it appears Kraft was caught on camera getting services from two women who are not victims of human trafficking. That was first reported by TJ Quinn, 3 days ago? It's been out there this week. The 45-year-old manager, Lee Wang, I'm going to leave that alone, and 58-year-old employee, Shen Mingbi, also believed to be an operator of the business, both licensed masseuses and Florida residents. Also, one of them had a New York driver's license, as we learned.
New York.
Yo. Kraft allegedly visited Orchids of Asia. It gives the timeline.
That's a nice name.
Orchids of Asia, 19th, 20th. Talks about the affidavit. Talks about the manager, Wang. Kraft left the spa in a white Bentley owned by a friend who had driven him there and had waited outside. This mentions the pullover of the Bentley on a traffic stop and asked Kraft, the front seat passenger, for identification. Here's a question I have. Why is it that in this story it is identified as a friend?
So maybe you have more intel as to who was in the car with him. Would you consider his bodyguards his friends?
No. I wouldn't.
Then this would be like a friend or a business acquaintance.
Maybe. Who's the friend? And I don't even know if they have this right. I don't even know if this story has that detail right or they
well,
just
it could be. It could be
worded
friends
it as
in
being a
circle
friend.
Like he's got his group of friends probably down there that he runs
who's
with.
Who's the friend?
I don't know. That's going to come out, right?
Have you heard it referred to as a friend anywhere else?
I've said it from day one. I wonder who's driving a car. Because whoever's driving a car.
We've all said that.
No, but like if you're an employee.
No, but it's been referred to as driver.
Right.
That's
not
it,
friend.
Driver.
This is the first time anyone has referred to the other person driving, the driver of the vehicle, as a friend. I've not seen that anywhere else. This caught my eye yesterday when I had time to fully read this story. I go, friend? Who's a friend?
There's a little change in the description.
Everywhere else, it was reported as being a driver. Yeah. A driver. He had a driver. Who is the friend? If it is a friend, or is that just the New York Post phrasing it that way.
I don't know. Don't they always try to stick it to the Patriots too? That paper? Don't they all go after the
No,
the
I just think
headlines?
That's I think that's just the New York tabloid style of newspaper. That's all. And then it talks about being pulled over and Robert Kraft handing over his driver's license. Emily Smith then writes, legal experts suggest that this traffic stop could be illegal because it appears to have been done in the pretext of a traffic violation, but as the affidavit states, was in fact carried out to identify Kraft, who wasn't driving the car. Kraft's second visit was on the following day, January 20th, and despite the video evidence, which does not have audio, legal experts say the case against Kraft is flawed. Eric Snyder, former prosecutor in the Manhattan DA's office and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. Feels like an episode of Billions.
That's exactly what I thought of when I saw Southern District.
And now a high-profile trial lawyer believes there are glaring issues in the case.
He's getting off on a technicality, isn't he?
Snyder says...
Yes. It's going to happen. And
Snyder has no connection to this case. He's not involved in either the prosecution or defense for anybody involved. Said a number of things jump out for me after reading the affidavit. When the police allege that vulnerable women are effectively being held as sex slaves, I would ask why the police didn't move faster to get these women out of danger.
That's a great question.
He says instead the police took several months doing surveillance, which, again, this individual, I don't know if he fully read this. It was 5 days of surveillance, not several months. And a lot of people have made that mistake.
No, but it was talked about for all those months leading up to the 5 days of
the investigation was several months, right?
But they had to get a warrant to do this.
They knew about it, though.
They had to get a warrant to prove what they alleged.
Surveillance doesn't mean just video cameras inside.
Of course.
So it could be several months of surveillance, just, you know, sitting outside.
Parked outside his condos, right?
You have to try and piece this thing together, don't you?
Well, they talked to the pool boy down there at the Breakers.
Oh, yeah. You can't just suspect that there is... human trafficking going on and just kick in the door and round everybody up. I mean, that's just not how
that's
this country
works in the movies.
There's a process. There's a legal process to how things go. Sometimes an investigation takes time. I think that is an unfair criticism of police in this one because the surveillance was not several months. It was 5 days of the video that went on. 5 days. Now, you might say that's 4 days too long, that after day one they should have known. But it's not several months too long.
Well, other than the supposed illegal traffic stop, what else have the police screwed up from day one here? Is it the announcement of it, how they did it, how they handled it, who spoke, who did the victory lap? You know, was there more to come? This is the beginning of it, tip of the ice. We've heard from day one, so, tip of the iceberg, right?
I read this.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
This Snyder.
The iceberg's melted.
Eric Snyder, who says, instead police took several months doing surveillance and then goes on to say, the investigators seem more concerned about obtaining highly embarrassing video footage to shame customers rather than acting faster to stop an illegal operation keeping vulnerable women in sexual servitude. I would just ask this question to Eric Snyder. He knows the law way better than any of us. I'd say, is that illegal? Does that then make the acts... you can't prosecute those cases because of that? Did anyone act in any legal fashion? Is there a law against taking 5 days of surveillance? Is there a law against what they did? I don't know those answers.
Okay.
He would.
Now,
but I would just say, how does that change things legally?
Well,
he might be right.
Here's how.
He might be right. They didn't act in the best professional manner possible.
If they got the search warrants in order to put the cameras up based on the notion of human trafficking, then if they can somehow prove that, no, that's not what they did it for. They went in there to catch Johns. They went in there to catch people and embarrass people.
Then you're talking entrapment of some sort?
That makes the search warrant.
I don't know.
That could make the search warrant invalid because you obtained it under false pretense.
So then you have to toss out the video evidence then, right? Because you placed the cameras in with the search warrant.
But I just wish this guy would say something along those lines instead of just saying, oh, they took too long. Well, what does that mean? What does that then mean? I mean, he doesn't take the next step in this story. So he says there are big holes in that one was arrested. One appears to be a cooperating witness, which is why she is named in the affidavits, but wasn't arrested. Prosecutors and police do not leave victim names unredacted in police reports. And yet you have at least one of the women whose name we know. There's also no proof in the affidavit that he solicited anything from the women. It is possible that this could have been a legal and consensual act between adults, and there does not seem to be evidence to prove otherwise. So the facts supporting a misdemeanor charge of solicitation don't really jump out at you. And I think that's really the thing that we're talking about, right? Where's the proof of solicitation in the case? If there is a defense, isn't that it? If there is the defense,
yep.
Where else can you try and poke a hole in it? Okay, the traffic stop. You would have never been able to identify me.
Right.
It was an illegal search warrant. Right. Those are two things you could sort of hit at. And then this other thing. I didn't solicit them. We were friends.
Right.
And I would say this. If the case is, let's say tomorrow, the DA's office in Florida announces all the charges are dismissed, right?
Oh, boy.
Case is over. Yeah, we had bad case, bad investigators. Case is over, case dismissed. Is the damage not done?
Yes.
Of course it is.
And you keep doing more damage by fighting it like this.
Not to the extent.
I would say the only thing it helps.
Everything's back on.
Here's how it would help.
What's back on?
Banner night.
Oh, is that what you're concerned about?
No, I'm not Banner concerned night? With it. But you just asked, what's the perception? If people wake up tomorrow and said, everything in this case has been mishandled. It's all dismissed. People be like, all right.
Here's what it would change. It would change the ramifications with league punishment. That's the thing that would change. But would the public perception of this and the public perception of Robert Kraft change?
No.
No, it wouldn't.
It might do more damage to it. Here they are. Here are the Patriots getting away with it again.
Well, that is what it is.
Is that something to be proud of?
No, but like people around here will take that as a crusade and they'll enjoy it. They have in the past.
I don't know.
I don't think you're taking this one up as a crusade.
That's a tough one to attach yourself to. I understand that. But
not this one.
But man.
People have tried. We've heard it. We have certainly heard people trying this week.
And don't get me wrong, though. I don't think people are wringing their hand. Well, some people. Yes. Oh, how disgusting. How awful. I would say it's probably a split in terms of people like, no big deal. It's embarrassing. And other people think it's gross. But not a lot of people are saying absolutely 100%. Not only should, you know, you fight this tooth and nail, but you should fight for your right to go and do that. No, just do whatever you have to do so that it doesn't get talked about anymore.
Yes, we don't have to do this anymore. Make it go away.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go to Tom. He's been hanging on. What's up, Tom? How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Mark and Scott, I love your show, and I pass it on to everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tom.
That.
You know, I wanted to ask you a couple questions. As far as, you know, Bryce Harper getting this contract and Machado, I couldn't believe it. Because I believe there's only one guy out there besides Trout that deserves the money. And he plays for us, Mookie Betts. And I don't know what John Henry's doing, but he's got to sign this guy. I mean, he's worth more money than either one of them. You guys already touched base on it. I'd go to him tomorrow and say, we'll give you $40 million a year.
40?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeez, Tom.
I don't think you have to go that high yet. I think that
you guys talked about 35.
Yeah, 35. But I'll tell you what, Tom, it wouldn't surprise me that if 2 years from now we are talking closer to 40, and that's why Mookie's going to want to wait.
Right, but I don't know why the Red Sox are waiting so long.
Well, I mean, they're not waiting long. He's still got years left before he hits free agency. He's got two more full seasons before he's a free agent.
Yeah.
This year or next.
That was nice
There's time.
Yeah,
there is time. I would also say this. The Manny Machado deal, as much as we look at Bryce Harper and say, wow, $330 million total, highest number ever. I think that helps a little bit in the Mookie Betts conversation, because when you're talking about total value of $350 and up, it doesn't seem unreasonable anymore. Not that it seemed unreasonable after you go to Giancarlo Stanton at $325 over the term of his deal. But when I look at this offseason, I look at the signings. The Machado deal to me is far more important, and the Arenado deal is far more important to Mookie Betts than the Bryce Harper deal. The AAV to me is what is really important here, and Machado getting $30 million a year makes it easy, at least in my mind, maybe not in everybody's mind, because people like Machado quite a bit, but I look at Machado versus Betts and say, is Betts worth another $5 million a year? I think so.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, you can have Machado at 30 or Mookie at 35. Which team doesn't take Mookie at 35? Find me that team. I don't think that team exists. When you're already up into that range and you're in that dollar amount, it's crazy to say, but another $5 million is not that big of a difference.
Makes sense.
just with this market and the way, even with Bryce Harper, you know, Bryce Harper is that's an amazing contract. It's not as much as people thought he was going to get going back 2-3 years ago. It's not.
Maybe that's why he even said, give me the 13, just make me the highest paid. Let's get to that number.
Well, he was supposed to be the $400 million man. Yeah. That he was going to be the one. So while it's a dangerous game, you're waiting on Mookie. Number one, you are talking years. It's not, well, he's still got him wrapped up for this. No, you've got him longer than this season. So I don't think there's a lot of danger in at least seeing what happens after this season. Isn't there a chance that Mookie Betts comes back to earth a little bit and that you don't have to keep thinking higher and higher after year?
But Hardy, I think you look at a guy, in that regard, in that question, Bryce Harper's coming off a year that he hit 249. He just made $330 million. He batted 249 last year. So Mookie Betts 249, what makes you think he's not going to get his money?
Because it's not about necessarily him not being he's still going to be the highest paid guy, I think. But Bryce Harper didn't get what people thought he was going to get. It ended up being lower than that. And why? They waited until the last possible minute. My God. All these months were like, how is Bryce Harper not signed yet? Well, it turns out he wasn't worth as much money as originally anticipated. That's why.
617-779-0985. Matt's in West Roxbury. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, Matty.
What's up?
What's up, brother? How
what's
you
going
doing,
on?
Man? Another day in paradise, brother. Another day in paradise. Working for a living. You know?
Hey, in West Roxbury?
You a question. Yeah, I'm out here in beautiful West Roxbury. It's beautiful
paradise.
Out there. Nice
okay.
day out. Hey, listen. I got a question to ask you. At what point is the money just too much? I mean, these guys are, is every superstar going to ask for a contract over $300 million? This is crazy. At what point does it come down to the fans? When does that trickle down to the fans?
Never.
And if the product isn't good, are they going to walk? And then what's going to happen after that? You're going to be broke.
I don't understand the trickle down. What do you want the trickle down to the fans?
Do you want the players to make less money and therefore the fans will, get cheaper tickets? Is that what it is?
I got another question to ask you, though. Ready for this one, Joe?
Yeah.
So, but I just wanted to ask you, were the Celtics watching the Bruins last night?
I'd say no, probably not.
That is how you win a big game, right there, last night. I watched that Bruins game, man. I felt good. And Beetle, you're exactly right, brother. Hey, Beetle.
Yeah.
Hey. Tell him that he's exactly right, because that was a good playoff feel to that game.
All right, I will. I'll let him know. Thanks, Matt. Player salaries are not coming down, ever. It's never going to come down. In fact, it's remained very stable in baseball over the last 10-plus years.
Hey!
It's been anywhere between 48 and 51%. Stable. Their cut of the money has been pretty stable. You know that in the NFL, players are guaranteed 47%. That's not that far off. NBA players get 49%. NHL players get 50%. Actually, I think NBA might be 50. 49, 50. It's all in the same ballpark. The players' cut of the pot is pretty similar in all four major sports in this country. All between 47 and 51, we'll say. It's a small range. Small, small range. What?
It's my favorite part of the combine. The combine's on right now. The fat guys are running 40.
I'm sorry. You were watching the combine. I didn't know.
Yeah. Fat guys, bend over. They're in a sprinter stance. And as soon as the clock goes, boom, they pop right up.
Adam is in Boston. Adam.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Adam.
So here's the deal with this New York Post Bob Kraft situation. When we were first told about this story, the picture that the authorities were painting in our heads was that the picture the authorities, the prosecutors and the cops in Florida were painting for everyone in our heads was that this place was a crack den. And there were sex slaves there.
Crack
women
den?
Being
where did the crack den come from?
Not literally a crack den, but it was a horrible, messy place.
Right. And they took showers.
Girls, well, that's okay. There were young girls being held against their will. It was sex trafficking.
Right, sure, okay.
That was the bad
all
part
true.
Of this story.
Yeah, all true.
Now we find out, I don't know if you guys read the Deadspin article.
We did, we have. So what is the point? Please get to the
point. There is zero sex trafficking arrests. And
correct.
There is zero sex trafficking involved with the Orchids.
How does that help Robert Kraft in his legal case?
Because I think public perception of a man who was perpetrating something that kept a sex slave ring in operation and was getting, you know, service from young girls who were there held against their will, public perception of that is a lot different than the public perception of a 75-year-old guy who goes and gets service by middle-aged business owners, residents of Florida, licensed masseuse. That's a completely different situation. And I think Patriots fans and everybody else are going to be able to make that distinction, but you guys aren't. And neither are the lovable schmucks.
We've been clear on this from day one.
I think we were one of the first shows to actually talk about that element
to
of
make
the fact
sure
that get, it may not be sex
it's
trafficking
not the
involved.
Clickbait headline,
get
right?
Out of
he was
here.
Getting tied. He was
get lost,
tied.
Adam.
And I'll
no time for that crap.
And I'll further say that we were among the first to say what he did isn't all that bad.
Lost.
What's the? I mean,
here's another complaint.
I don't want to speak for everybody. For me personally, it's not that big a deal. Okay? It's really not.
Agreed. So, we've all said that all friggin' week.
It's not that big a deal. And now it's even less of a deal. What's a deal is that you're going to continue this, and you're if it goes this route, if it's not just a procedural issue with pleading not guilty, if you're actually going to fight it based on all the stuff we were talking about this morning, the different columns, and the ways of technicality you can get out of it, that, to me, only extends the embarrassment of it.
He got hosed on the public relations aspect of it by the way they painted this case.
Yes.
Okay, it appears that way. We're exactly a week into it, and it appears he got hosed, as did everybody else who was involved, right? However, I don't know how that changes the other charge. I really don't, because what they have him on. And hey, if you know more than I do, if you're a lawyer or someone that has a background in the law, feel free to chime in.
I would love that help, because I want to know what the
Please,
actual out is.
Go for
you
it.
You know what I mean? Because
but here's another thing that I find so fraudulent, and I've heard so many of our callers do it. At the start of the week, what did we say on Monday? Go back and, you know, roll the tape on us. We said, well, he didn't have any knowledge of any sex trafficking. Correct. I don't think you can hold those responsible for knowledge of it. And that's what everybody else was saying, right? But now it's like, oh, he wins because, well, wait a minute. If it didn't matter in the first place, why does it matter more now in terms of what actually happened? Right?
Yeah.
On the PR
host.
But we didn't consider that his problem to begin with.
Because I think you were...
At least I didn't. I didn't hold that against him.
I think you were fed tip of the iceberg. There's big time stuff coming down. Remember the report Schefter had about bigger names than even Robert Kraft? Thing. Oh my God, it's like Tiger Woods type stuff.
Has anyone
People
asked him,
wanted more.
Has anyone asked Adam Schefter,
more.
By the way, who that name is? Is he going to own up on that?
Yeah.
Is he going to say that I screwed up?
Still waiting.
They don't do that. Though.
They've removed every inkling of that report from their website.
Funny how that happens.
How creative. Like the Mort stuff. Interesting.
Listen, there's nobody better reporting on football than Adam Schefter. But when you go into the news department and you start making claims like that, you better be right. And he's been wrong. There are no other names bigger than Kraft to this point.
But see, that's the stuff people are hanging on and waiting for. And now that you don't have it, you think, something went after it. And it was a hit piece on Robert Kraft. That's the way people here are going to look at it. Yep. Get ready for it. We had people calling the other day on it.
Yeah, Adam, we were clearing at us, Hardy, like we're some great moralizers here.
We were clear
here,
on this from day one.
Trying to say that what he did was some awful thing.
We separated it day one. The sex trafficking part of it, we separated. It was a bad headline all around the country. And that was on every single news channel.
And I think legally, it's actually treated appropriately. You know, you plead guilty, you acknowledge it, you take some classes, and it's wiped off your record in a year, and it's gone like it never happened. It's treated appropriately by the law. But he doesn't even want to take advantage of that. Doesn't. So we'll see how it goes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
So yesterday we had the news that Jason Witten's coming back. He's getting himself out of retirement, getting himself out of the broadcast booth, and coming back to football.
It's good for Booker McFarland. He'll be inserted as the lead analyst. They sort of did that at the end of the year anyway. They put him up in a booth with him because Witten was such a freaking disaster. What happens at the age of 37 that you sit there and call games and work 16 weeks a year? And now all of a sudden you want to come back and play football at 37.
This story from Pro Football Talk. Jason Witten has agreed to a one-year deal, $5 million with the Cowboys. And Clarence Hill of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram has this detail. It only happened after the sides agreed to 25 snaps per game. 2017, the last time he did play, Zoe, as you said, took a year off and now is coming back. He played and averaged 65.5 snaps per game. When he played 98.4% of the team's offensive plays. Witten turns 37 in May. He's missed a full year. He knows he can't play as many snaps as he previously did and also doesn't want to be a progress stopper for the team's young tight ends. Per Clarence Hill.
Nice of him. Very
Witten
nice.
Witten could play a role similar to the one that Antonio Gates has played for the Chargers, including this past season. Gates, 38 years old. This year, he averaged 22.8 snaps a game, and that made up 36.6% of their plays. So a little more than a third of their plays he was out on the field. So there's a reason. There's a reason why he'd want to come back.
You're criticizing Witten for this deal.
My workload is 25 snaps a game.
Wait a minute.
And you give me $5 million?
What if you're in the third quarter of a very tight divisional game against Philadelphia at home? Now all of a sudden you're at snap number 27 all of a sudden.
Something tells me that there's going to be a little bit of flexibility
in this. Yeah. See, but I think the gist of it is, and this is why I put a little alert off in my head.
They have to pay him by the snap after 25 snaps.
So if Pete Carroll turned around and said, you know what, I want you to leave your broadcasting job and just come be a camp arm. You'll be on the roster for the year and pay you like $900,000.
Yeah. Bertrand and Hardy. Yeah.
So don't criticize Witten for the deal.
I'm not criticizing Witten. I'm criticizing the process of how the Cowboys...
Why would he want to keep playing football?
No. Well, I'm criticizing the process of how they came to this number, full well knowing that Jason Witten's a pretty damn good player. I remember Belichick always talking about great blocker, great route runner, awareness, loved Witten. Talked to Bledsoe about one of his favorite people in the world. Not only that, as a player, too. I think they're going to end up relying on him more than they think because you still have Dak who struggles a little bit. When the running game's not going, they don't have great outside people. They got Beasley on the outside. The Hearns kid, I hope he comes back from that awful ankle injury. So I think they're going to rely on Witten more than they think they are. Now, he'll probably get a contract adjustment there. But this is an indicator to me because we talked about this with Gronkowski. If you're going to ask him to lower his number, you've got to play a little bit of ball with him too. Maybe you don't have to work out. You don't have to do your squats. Do what you want in the offseason. We'll see it maybe the back end of OTAs. Oh, by the way, we can maybe do a snap type thing like Witten did in your deal. And if you do end up playing more, you'll be compensated.
Do you think that Rob Gronkowski is going to get something like this in his deal?
Well, I mean, they gave him incentive-based bonuses.
Were they telling him he's not going to play more than 25 snaps a game?
I don't think you tell the player that. Ideally, we'd probably like to have you in about that much of the game plan.
But Jason Witten,
I think you just structure it with... It's not the same exact thing, but you structure it. If you play 25% of the snaps, you get this. If you play 50, you get this.
See that? I'm saying there's got to be some negotiable way to work with a player
for this
at
coming
the end
year,
of his
you mean?
Career.
Like right now?
Yeah,
I could see that happening.
And you think he's going to agree to it?
The fact Witten did, maybe. I don't know.
But see, this is my problem. Witten and Gronkowski are in much different stages.
If he knows if he plays even only 25% of the snaps, he's getting this as a minimum, whatever that number might be. It depends on what the number is.
Okay, as opposed to just getting paid a salary again this year, why would he agree to that?
What if it's $7 million to get 25% of the snaps, and that's his minimum?
That's an attainable hit right there. You could hit that.
Then I'm not sure why the team is even bothering with it.
Because you want the guy around because you're going to need him at the end.
25% of the snaps?
We get to the playoffs, you're full bore. You're full go.
25%?
Yeah, don't worry about the snap total when we get going. Now we're gonna cruise with you like we did Dornier. We're gonna run the football. We want you on the edge. We want you to lean on people and block and just get off
the move. His whole thing is health, right? His whole thing is the way he feels.
How
if
do
he's
you feel?
Feeling, if he's not feeling
his
great,
base salary is $9 million.
Okay, but if he's not feeling great coming off a 50 snap performance, maybe he takes the week off. Depending on the opponent.
Oh, and that's gonna go over well, I'm sure. Oh, I feel like taking a week off.
If you can manage it till the playoffs and then he's full go in the playoffs, I'll take that as a fan.
As
a team.
And blocks and makes a catch like he did there. Those two catches at the end. One on the little bend route, and then you had the seamer that set up the touchdown to Michelle.
When the other option is him retiring, yes, I'll take that.
$9.8 million coming in. No, I think for him, he'd just say, I'm coming back and I'm playing. And then they decide whether
I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah. I think the question is really about not this coming year, but if it gets to this point a year from now, when the contract is over. This is the final year of Rob Gronkowski's deal. Final year. So then I could see something like this happening for him if they are trying to convince him a year from now. But right now, I don't see how this is going to be the case. You're talking about a guy in Jason Witten who's 38 years old. And you're talking about Rob Gronkowski, who has not even turned 30 yet. Isn't that remarkable?
Gronk isn't 30. It's unreal. Yeah.
Gronk will turn 30 in May. His birthday's coming up in May. So I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think he's going to have something like this to that degree, 25 snaps a game. That feels like something that could happen a year from now when his contract's up and he's trying to maybe hang on for another year or two. Maybe. Just my thought on that. You still watching the combine?
Yeah, guys just can't move their feet. Talk about bricks. Talk about cement blocks for feet.
You're watching offensive linemen.
Yeah, but I mean, just the guy was pounding the ground. I'm like, dude, the ground's not going anywhere. Get a little lighter on your feet. Look at this guy. Breakdown. Ready, ready. A little wave drill. Get the lineman backpedaling. Let's go forward. Let's go on a slant. Sprint. Yeah, he never do any of this in the game.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes. Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in, and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Barry, you remember that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
Back to the future.
You keep your hands off of her.
Keep your damn hands off her.
Hey, Biff.
Calvin.
All right, yeah, this is from Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He says if Johnny Manziel negotiates the spring and summer without event and shows a glimmer of being NFL capable,
nope.
Is it worth it for the Patriots to bring Manziel into their lab for reprogramming?
Nope.
Tommy Curran says, I give it a tentative nod. In preparing to replace Tom Brady, the Patriots are going to have to cast a wide net. And even with that, they may never land a player who's half as good as Brady in Brady's least effective season. He says, please don't Jimmy G me. He's a handsome Greg Oden at this point. Wow, that feels a little strong. What the hell makes you think that Johnny Manziel would be better than Jimmy G?
What happened to the? Is that an anti-Jimmy G shot right there?
Yeah, it feels like a shot at Jimmy G.
Well, shot at Jimmy G.
Oden can't be a compliment, so it's definitely a shot.
It's definitely a shot.
Like, what are you, jelly knee or something? Like jelly foot?
Well, the argument is he's always hurt, which isn't wrong. But I think he's shown real ability.
He shows upside.
To me, he's shown more ability in the NFL than Johnny Manziel has.
Johnny Manziel doesn't seem like he can keep it on straight, meaning I think it's just too much work with everything else at that position to where you've got to worry about everything instead of just getting a kid to come in here and work hard like a Danny Etling right now. And I'm not saying that Etling's the next guy. I don't think he is.
At least Manziel's 6 feet.
At least he's six feet. Kern's been on this Manziel thing for a while.
I know, why?
I agreed with it in the past.
I don't.
I just think, I agreed with it at the time, the first time this started to come up about him potentially coming here a year or two ago. But now, no. I just think that football's not important to this guy. He's too much of a jackass. And you just don't need that here at that position. Especially who he's potentially going to replace. And what the game means to him and working. And the work ethic part of it. Didn't Manziel's his girlfriend, this model, Instagram model, didn't she just get busted for cheating in a marathon or something? World record pace on a...
I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm not sure if she was busted, but she... The last 6 miles of the half marathon were run at a world record pace, yes.
Yeah, like a Kenyan.
6.7 miles in 27 minutes.
Oh, yeah, get 2.5 in that. Look at that jackrabbit run.
Can I tell you when I know that we are like full blown into Deflategate legal mode here?
What?
When I see a comment line that references the fruit of the poisonous tree? I mean, we are right back to Deflategate on the legal front. Yes. Mark in Salem on that. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So the issue, what his attorney is going to go after is going to be the stop. So the second that they pulled over to Bentley without cause and identified him, the passenger, not even the driver in the car, for anything, his attorney's going to go after that, going to get that suppressed, and that's going to put a lot of downward pressure on the prosecutor to get his case across.
Now, I've heard
how are you identifying him?
Now, I've heard from cops that you could make up anything as far as why you're pulling somebody over, where you could see that a tail light's open, maybe you drifted at the stop sign, maybe you didn't come to that full stop before you banged the right turn or whatever. But you could ask for ID for anybody in the car. The person in the car doesn't have to give it to you that's riding. I've heard cops say that. The cop has the right to ask anybody in the car for ID.
And that had to be in the report, and I guarantee you that it's not in the report. Because what they were doing was going after the sting, and they were just looking to identify as many people as possible so when it breaks, they can put it out there. At that point, they have no way of identifying him without somebody coming up on the video if they had not pulled him over and got the ID from him. So that's what his lawyer is going to go after, and that's the only way this case is probably going to be suppressed without a finding for him, unless he does the other thing, takes a quaff, does his thing, gets to continue without finding, and moves on. But at the end of the day, if I'm attacking that, I'm going after that stop.
Okay, the traffic stop being the
stickler.
The item there that you could poke the hole in.
All very admirable. And
always. 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 You know? Yeah. So maybe that's it. By the way, I've heard a lot of people say they did not ask the driver. And I think I may have even said that at one point.
Yep.
I went back and read again. It doesn't say anywhere that they didn't ask the driver for ID.
And now this
it doesn't
new one,
reference it.
And this new one in the Post said it was a friend.
It just says that they asked the passenger for identification and they got his identification. It does not say whether or not they asked the driver for ID. It does not say yes they did or no they did.
But you think the driver would go nuts?
It just excludes it.
Don't you think the driver would go nuts at that point? What do you want his ID for? I'm the one driving the car. Why is he asking you for ID?
I don't know, but that may have happened.
That's weird.
That may have happened.
Like, what the hell do we do?
Right. But as much as we've said,
knowing where you came from, I mean, that's the part. Then you go back the next day.
There's nothing that says the driver was not ID'd in that stop. It just doesn't reference it. It's a detail that is left out, that is not covered one way or the other. But as soon as the passenger is getting ID'd, you might think something's wrong.
Got us on something.
Something is going on.
That's normal.
Chris is in the car. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to throw out there, because it was a little bit fun when we were notified by some friends of ours, but the two ladies that were arrested down there at that massage parlor, they were running an operation in Oxford, Massachusetts also. I don't know if you guys saw the newspaper article about that.
Where's that? Where can I find that?
If you go to Telegram and Gazette for Worcester, it happened in 2013. I know it because it was above my wife's retail store in Oxford. The place was called Body Works, and it was under surveillance. It was the same thing, type of setup, when we were reading the details. They surveilled it for a while by the state police, and they came in and notified my wife they were getting ready to do a raid on it. They were holding women against their will, which we did not know. We knew it was a massage parlor and probably what was going on. But we did not know they were holding girls up there against their will.
Okay, Chris, thanks for that information. Here's the story. Worcester Telegram, they published it a total, what day was this? February 27th, it went up. So just a few days ago, a couple days ago. It says a woman who had managed a prostitution house on Fairlawn Avenue under the guise of a massage parlor several years ago was sentenced in 2013 in Worcester Superior Court to 30 days in jail plus 3 years of probation for her crimes. Apparently undeterred, Lan Yun Ma, now 49, appears to have picked up and moved her business model more than 1,300 miles south to Vero Beach, Florida, where she has been charged as part of a sting operation that led to charges against Patriots owner Robert Kraft, allegedly one of Mrs. Ma's customers. Mr. Kraft was reportedly observed twice on hidden camera.
You said Vero. This is in Jupiter.
It's one of the other ones of the 10 massage parlors.
Well, yeah. Well, he went to the one in Jupiter. Just to match up the name, if you're going to try and connect the dots of she was here and maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. It says in the Oxford case, Mrs. Ma's business employed women from Flushing, New York, who had recently immigrated to the United States, according to authorities. Huh. So this is a long story that has information about there being a connection between a massage parlor in Worcester and this case in Florida. So there's a link between this state and there. I don't know what to read into that, but interesting. Pete's in Delaware. Pete.
Dennis, how are you today?
Good. Pete.
Hey, you know what? This brings me to one of my points. You're going to hear more and more articles about this. It's just not going to go away, and I don't see any way that helps Mr. Kraft. And here's one other thing. I was a county sheriff for years, and one thing that no one's talking about, Florida last year became the first state that if this goes to court, they'd use Facebook Live, which means 2 billion people could have access to that trial. So when you look at optics, the NFL, and all that, they've got to get this out. They can't go to court with this. If they go to trial publicly, it's just a nightmare. Yeah,
he's got good help around him.
So isn't the plan,
he's being advised by somebody.
Pete, wouldn't the plan be to get it dismissed on the other reasons before it gets to a trial?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. It's fine what they're doing now, but there can't be any way that he can put himself in a trial situation because Florida, like I said, last year became the first state to do Facebook Live. So that's why they're making this big push now. Because if he ever went to trial, oh, my God. I mean, the optics that 2 billion people could have access to watching that, that'd be a nightmare.
Yeah, that would not be good. So it can't go to a trial, right?
No.
Can't do that. Pete's in the car. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Okay, Pete's not there. We'll go to Kyle in New Hampshire. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey.
So the Jupiter Police Department, when they went to get the warrant, portrayed the case as a sexual trafficking case and obtained the warrant for the video and the wiretapping with possible falsified information. So they now believe they used it just to embarrass the Johns, and that could potentially lead to obvious ramifications of the case.
Okay.
How did he advance anything we've talked about?
I don't know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.